Last night, the North Platte Public Schools Board of Education, this is kind of our meeting recap day, meeting number two, and we're welcoming Todd Rhodes in. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Tanner.
It's good to have you in, and you brought your board president with you.
Yes. Angela Blasey.
How are you?
Good. How are you this morning?
Excellent. Good to have you in here this morning. To recap a meeting from last night, this is off season for schools, but you know, the board and some employees don't get an off season. You get to work all year long. So you're and frankly, we're a month away from school. So you're probably really raring to go.
You know, it's kind of amazing that, you know, we're going to bring in new teachers and we're going to bring in students, you know, in about a month.
Right.
And so, you know, our planning and preparation for a school year really begins in earnest in June.
Right.
But July is an awfully big month for us, even though board-wise our agenda is pretty light. You know, generally in July, you're going to revise and update some policies, and generally that is due to changes that come from the legislative session.
Sure.
And changes in state statute and kind of the operation of schools. So kind of that was kind of the big item from last night was we did have 9 policies.
Okay.
That we asked our board to approve revisions to. They are required. That came from the legislative sessions. And then we did ask our board to approve the 2023-2024 student and staff handbooks as well.
Okay. All right. Is there any big changes then that people need to know about from the state legislature that impacted you?
You know, I don't think there was anything that was real significant. Most of them were small changes. Some of them were cleanups to policies. Probably the largest one was our student discipline policy. There were some changes with that policy. Those changes were embedded in LB 705, which is a real big education bill that actually had about 25 different bills placed in it. And so Senator McKinney had put some language in there as it related to student discipline. Just for example, one of the additions to our student discipline was our pre-K to second grade students cannot be suspended from school unless they have a deadly weapon, as it's defined in state statute. So that was kind of a major change. Otherwise, the other ones were fairly minor wording changes.
Talking with North Platte Public Schools as the Board of Education met last night. Board President Angela Blasey and Todd Rhodes here with us this morning. I know we're going to congratulate and say goodbye to one of a great member of yours, but is there anything else on the agenda that you wanted to mention?
You know, I don't think so unless Angela has anything. We kind of, during my report, we kind of went through a little bit of some upcoming events that we have going on.
Sure.
So again, we'll welcome back our building principal here in a few weeks. We have new teachers that'll be coming in actually at the end of July, but the welcome for those new teachers is August 1st, is Tuesday, August 1st, so we're excited about that. And then we bring all our staff back on August 4th, and that's our big welcome back. And we do have some changes with that. Tanner, I know you've been involved in that the past several years. Generally, that's been in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And due to the fact that it's hard to kind of predict our Nebraska August weather, it can be rather warm out, or we can have storms like we did last night. So we actually are moving that to the afternoon.
Okay.
It'll begin at 1 p.m. and it'll be inside at North Platte High School in our Performing Arts Center. Okay. So we're excited to change that up a little bit. We think it'll be a little bit more comfortable for everybody, and we'll be getting more communication out to our community on that event.
I know
it gets closer.
I've seen on your Facebook page you've been welcoming the teachers, the new ones. Seems like every day there's one up there. So I've seen a lot of the names of new teachers that have been coming.
Yeah, we have a lot, and Tina does such a great job, so I'll kind of use that as our segue. We are losing Tina this week, actually, is her
She
last
didn't come
weekend.
For her swan song interview. Now I'm a little sad. I think I saw her a couple weeks ago, and I said, wait a minute, is this the last time we're going to see you? I guess it is.
Yeah, and we're going to miss her. She's done some amazing things, and, you know, she's really gotten the communication out in our district, which is great. So, and like you said, our Facebook page and our Instagram and Twitter is just fantastic that she's been able to to bond the community like that. So we're really going to miss her.
How long is she, was she in that position?
Do you know? I think 2019 she was hired. She was hired right before COVID. Yeah. And so...
Not the easiest job.
Not the easiest job anyway. And then to have COVID on top of it. So yes, she is very much going to be missed. And you know, I think on behalf of our administrative team at McKinley and certainly Board of Education and our school district, we wish she and her husband Doug the very best. And again, you know, when you have that calling to go home, it can be pretty powerful. And they have a neat opportunity in front of them as a family. They're from Texas originally. Right. And so she and Doug have an opportunity to go home. And we thank her for all her time and her work in the district and wish them nothing but the best in the future.
And obviously in the process of replacing her, and as for the hiring process for teachers, is that pretty, I mean, I'm sure that season's kind of pretty much wrapped up, or is there still some to fill?
You know, we do have some openings, but we have our schedules and we have our plans in place to move forward. We'll continue to advertise for any open positions that we have as we do. Our board's been very generous in offering bonuses for new teacher hires. So we're always kind of studying that a little bit to make sure that we're in terms of competition with other school districts, that we're adequately providing for our teachers. In terms of the communications, we did get right on that right away, and we kind of went through and we edited our job description a little bit for that position. We advertised fairly quickly for that position, and we actually have interviews set up for the end of this week to try and find a replacement. You won't be replacing Tina,
right?
But we're going to try and fill that position.
And we're exactly, I think yesterday was the 1 month mark from like K through nine, I think, starting first day of school, right?
That is correct.
Yep. That's wild. That came quick. And I know the school supply lists have been out there on the app, so download the app if you haven't yet, and you could start getting that all purchased up, because you'd be running out of time here. You let July get by and it's here.
Yeah, absolutely. And any information that parents or our community needs, I would just invite them to go to nppsd.org and go through and go through our menus, or call the school building.
Yeah.
Our administrative assistants are on site at our buildings, or call central office, and we'll certainly disseminate the information that people need.
North Platte Public Schools Board of Education met last night. Angela Blasey, the board president, and Todd Rhodes with us here. Anything else you guys would like to touch on today?
Well, I'm excited. We finished our first year this year, or I guess I finished my first year.
Congrats.
Coming back from being gone for about 10 years. And, it was a great school year. We got to get out and see teachers and see kids, and we will continue to do that. It was a learning situation for me to really see what was happening in our buildings and our classrooms. But we're excited. I'm excited for year two.
Yeah.
We're gonna make 2023, 2024 our best school year. And we're in the process of planning and prepping for that. So.
I mean, year two should be a breeze, right?
Sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Is it like freshman to sophomore, where you make that, or like, you make that big jump, right, from year one to year two? You're supposed to.
I think
to.
Generally, because there's so much new information that you're taking in that first year. I think generally there is just that comfortable feeling that that kind of takes place between those two. I would say I had the luxury of being in the district before. I had the luxury of living in this community even when I had left professionally. And so I never moved too far away from this community and our school district. But I love North Platte. I love North Platte Public Schools. And this is the place to be. And I'm fortunate that I was able to come back and be a part of the school district and work for our Board of Education.
I'd also be remiss if I didn't mention you had some news in the sports world, adding baseball last week, which is pretty exciting.
Really, really excited about that. You know, we've talked about that as a school district for several years. We visited with boards and subcommittees several months ago about the possibility of adding baseball, and then we did talk about it at one of our winter board meetings, and we just kind of decided to move forward with what might be an abbreviated schedule, mm-hmm. but we thought it'd be a good starting point. And we're really excited. This is a great softball baseball community.
Without a doubt. Platt.
And so it seemed just kind of natural to add that. And we're seeing more Western school districts add baseball. So,
that's a trend that keeps
coming. Yeah. So travel isn't quite as, bad as what it used to be in terms of that particular activity. We kind of feel like panhandle schools might follow suit as well.
Right, yeah.
We've had some talk with some of the administrations at Scottsbluff and Gearing and some of those areas on, potentially starting a program as well. But we're excited for our kids that are baseball players. We know that our Legion program is strong. Mm-hmm. We do have kids that is their sport,
right.
And that is their activity. So, again, it just seemed natural to add that, for those students.
You got a great field there, too. I mean, the facilities are ready for you, so it's pretty easy. And it's a quick season. I mean,
it doesn't last
too long. You blink, it's over. So I think it's a great addition. Looking forward to watching that next year. All right, anything else you guys want to mention here this morning?
I don't think so.
Very good. Well, thank you for coming in. Appreciate it as always. And have a good July. I guess we'll be meeting with you in August. And by then, you might be in school.
Yeah. We'll be in school already.
Very good. Looking forward to that. Well, enjoy the next month then. All right. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks,
Tanner.